The Gardener's Bench is brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, Domer Dreamscapes, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by AirTech Heating and Air. And now here are your hosts, Steve Crump and David Rector.
And good morning and welcome to the Gardener's Bench. We're here every Saturday morning from 8:30 to 9 live on WRHI, AM 1340, FM 100.1, and worldwide on WRHI.com. We're also live on Facebook. And
hello, everyone.
I'm going to talk to you in a minute.
Listen and look quick. We'll be gone before you know it.
That's right. But it is a beautiful Saturday morning, and this director's done just stuck in his hello. So I'm assuming, did you win Wednesday?
No, we didn't win, but we. You the played. Fact that I played was enough, and the weather is just, can't say enough about
it. It's been gorgeous the last week.
Gorgeous.
And it was actually cool this morning, a lot cooler than I anticipated when I went out. It's like.
Yeah. 50. I had 50 on mine, but I was telling Matt and Steve, I was looking at weather other places because I get kind of curious when it gets out of routine temperatures. I looked in the mountains. West Jefferson was 48, so we were not much different there. And I looked up Buffalo because we had some friends there, and it was 54. So
they were warmer than
we were. Colder than Buffalo this morning.
Yeah, that happens. But it's been... Yesterday, let's see, I guess Thursday, and it's a little bit windy, not terrible. I mean, they were calling 5 mile an hour winds, and it was like 25.
And the humidity has been gone all week.
It's supposed to be coming back.
It's dry. I mean, it's our poor store, our parking lot, and all just gets so dusty. It's like a dust bowl if it doesn't. I'm going to have to get my sprinklers back out and
water
wet
down
the dirt.
Well, the gravel.
Yeah.
It's a little.
Maybe to make them grow, make more rocks if you wet it like grass.
No, it'll let the weeds come up in the gravel.
It'll let me breathe anyway.
So. There you go. Y'all weren't as busy Wednesday as you'd been telling me.
Well, that's what you think, but if you come in at the. Whenever you come in, it might not be busy, but it's busy. If you got there 7:30 to 9:30, right in that range, it's. A little bit crazy some mornings.
Yes, we got there at 9:30 or 10 somewhere.
Yeah, sometimes we just finally sit down and then somebody will come in and go, man, y'all dead today.
Yeah,
that's just the way it is with retail.
People. Y'all were standing around. They weren't sitting.
Yeah.
And Tony took care of Tommy. Oh, it was Tony and Stig.
Stig.
They took turns. You had a gallon.
Tommy needs a lot of help.
You had a gallon of something that... Dig it or special order somebody and come get it and Tommy
got it. Oh, good.
Yeah, whatever it was.
Stig likes to help everybody get what you want, but a lot of times people, for whatever reason, don't come back to get it.
Oh, we had that problem. Yeah, I got where I was.
Stig quit ordering that stuff.
I went special order until they paid for it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, sometimes you have to.
I mean, he got out where I had a whole section of stuff people would come.
Yeah, that's all hodgepodge stuff. And
two of this and three of that
stick
and one
to the
of
basics
that.
And know what you sell.
Well, the problem with plants, they don't deliver one or two. You got to buy a truckload. Mm-hmm. And
you can pick a wrong one. That's going
to
hurt you.
We finally got rid of most of it, but I mean, it's hard to get rid of ones and twosies, as we call them. So.
I don't know if I told you this, but a couple of weeks ago, I finally planted those azaleas.
No, you didn't tell me. How many years was that?
Gorgeous. I got them in a good little spot back there and put some good compost and stuff in there with them.
They'll compete with the ones that have.
They're under the trees, so I do have to, have to keep them watered here especially because even when it rains a lot, they don't get a lot of water in there.
Oh.
I redid my whole backyard, but I was telling y'all, me and Tony did 7 yards of our brown mulch, and I did a lot of trimming, some trees that got a little leggy, and I had some knockout roses over there, but they weren't getting any sun, so I cleared all that out, cut them back, and
they don't do much for that sun.
Kind of worn out the end of this week. All the work I did there. Yeah, Memorial Day, I felt like getting after it. I don't know. We were off Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and I got a lot of stuff done. So. I'm taking after my dad. He gets out there in his yard, and 85 years old, he's still out there in his yard. He told me the other day he took 15 carts of limbs and stuff down to his dump pile, so he's still doing it.
Now, my dad was 81 when he passed away, but he had projects.
Yeah.
Go over there in the morning, he'd give you coming out of the house, say, what you going to do today, Pop? He said, I hadn't decided yet.
Oh, really?
I got 5 projects, and I'll pick one of them.
Yeah.
And he was digging in the ditch when he died in a car wreck, and we never did figure out where he was going with it or what it was for.
Oh, really?
It's still there. I mean, all these years later, it's still.
The ditch to nowhere.
It never could be. Exactly. We never could figure out where it was going.
It must have been a water problem or
but
something.
But it's what he wanted to do, so yeah. Go to it.
Yeah, I have things. When I go out in my yard, I have things in mind I want to do, and I try to prioritize them, I guess.
I'm doing like my dad. I go, I might do this today. Well, yeah. I get out there, I change 2 or 3 times.
I might change gears, too.
I'm about that bad at a restaurant when I get ready to go to Pops or 55 or somewhere. I say, well, I think I want this when I get there. Look at me.
I'll
order something. The girl says, you got the menu memorized. I said, I do, but they wait for something to jump out on me.
I hate when you go in there, you know what you want, and you change it, then you have menu regret.
Uh-huh.
But good thing is, you can always go back.
Well, they got a big menu, so.
Yeah, it's good. I haven't been there in a minute.
We were going.
For whatever reason, I mean, I'm going to go right by there in a minute.
We were going twice a week, but we've been going once a week.
Yeah, y'all invited me last week. I appreciate that.
I didn't. Rhonda did. I don't know why, but she did.
I don't know why you don't have any friends.
I got friends.
You got acquaintances.
In high places. We'll be right back to the Gardener's Bins.
Rustic Roots Warehouse. We offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Did you know that contrary to popular belief, hummingbird nectar does not need to be red? Actually, the red dyes have been found to be harmful to hummingbirds. Although hummingbirds do have color vision, a brightly colored feeder will work perfectly in attracting your little feathered friends to your backyard this spring. Come see us to stock up on nectar and new feeders. Visit Wild Birds Unlimited today in Rock Hill and Indian Land.
Are you tired of watery eyes, sneezing, and congestion from allergies? This is Benny Etter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
At AirTech, we can improve your home's air quality with filtration systems and humidifiers and help your family breathe cleaner air. And don't forget, when we replace your worn-out air system, you'll start saving electricity and money immediately.
No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
Call 327-7100.
Rocks, rocks, rocks. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come to our store and see our huge selection of Tennessee boulders, fieldstone, flagstone, river rock, and more. Also, have our staff deliver all kinds of mulches to your house. Cedar, brown, chocolate, black, or double hammered hardwood. Come to our store, 4372 Old York Road, Rock Hill, South Carolina, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
Okay, and we're back to the Gardener's Bench.
Sounds like your music right there.
I'm jamming. Matthew's got me on the screen beach. Today. Yeah,
lots of people are getting ready for the beach.
Oh, for 20 years, I went to North Myrtle Beach every Labor Day just to see chairman of the board.
How about that?
It's a long way to drive to see chairman of the board.
They're still playing. I mean, obviously not the same people, but they still have the group going.
I think Dan was the last one that died. But his chairman died a long time ago.
You get down there dancing?
Used to, not anymore. Yeah. I don't shag. Tommy's a shagger.
Did you never really shag? Mm. Rhonda does, don't you?
Rhonda's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would really
you can fake it good. If you're with somebody and knows what they're doing,
they yeah, I can fake it, better. But I wasn't real good.
Me and Teresa always did fake shag. Yeah. We didn't know what we were doing. Tommy Moving feet together. It's really art. I mean,
and Tommy and Rhonda get together. They're pretty good.
Did they? Yeah.
Now that kind of surprises me. I thought it'd be you the dancer, not Tommy. But
no, Tommy's the dancer.
It's kind of funny imagining.
Steve's more like me when he dances. I bet he's just like a freelance dancer. He don't want to follow the steps.
I don't.
Yeah, freestyle.
Tommy, we go into a place about 8 o'clock at night, and they'd start the music. Yeah. And boy, he danced to midnight.
Oh, wow.
He went to big.
Me and Teresa love dancing, man. And my sister Amy, I don't know. It's just something we love to do.
He wasn't a big drinker, but he loved to dance.
Yeah. The picture is a picture of me in my high school yearbook with me on my back break dancing, and there were two other guys.
Did you put down some cardboard?
Yeah, I was about to say, I need a big piece of cardboard.
Yeah.
I wasn't very good at that, but
I forgot about breakdance.
I had this one album that had it was a breakdance thing. Had a fold-out poster thing. It showed you moves on it. So I'm sure little Davey Rector was in his room working on those things.
Like Napoleon Dynamite.
Yeah.
I was just
then they perfected them.
I was the disco king, man.
Yeah, I missed it. I mean, I did get into the end of disco, but I love disco.
Oh, I had the corduroy leather suit and the satin shirt.
I remember
the platform shoes.
I remember when I was a kid, when we talk about the bank down here at the end of Main Street, and which used to be Crazy Zach's.
Mm-hmm.
But before that, it was O'Sullivan's. And I remember as a little kid, wasn't it O'Sullivan's?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I remember as a little kid looking in that, well, not a little kid, maybe 12-ish, something like that, looking in that. I had big glass windows. I had a giant mirror ball in there, disco ball, I don't know, whatever you call it, mirror ball, hanging above the dance floor. So.
Did you know Chris Hammond?
Yeah.
Chris owned Crazy Zach's.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But I don't know about O'Sullivan's. That was before.
That was some people out of Charlotte, if I remember right. That was about the time I moved here.
Yeah. As far as a 12-year-old, it looked like a good club.
And I missed.
I didn't know nothing about it.
That's what counts.
I missed the barn. I think I went twice before it closed. Yeah. And now, Chris.
I thought you were here for that. You just didn't get down here for that?
No.
Oh, okay.
We were still living in Huntersville then, so there were a lot of
the barn is down there near, actually, Rolling Hills and Carolina Fresh, right there at the
end of Museum.
Yeah, end of Museum Road. So.
To the right. To the
used to be out in the country, bro.
It was that. That's where Ronnie Wallace.
Nothing's out here.
Yeah.
Ronnie Wallace and his wife met there.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
We went there about, I guess, 15 years ago.
Well, they did try to open it back up for a minute, didn't they?
Yeah, and it was like this like weird guy. He was like an Elvis impersonator. He kind of looked like Squiggy from Laverne and Shirley. And we went out there, and it was pretty bizarre. They were selling, like, plates of spaghetti and stuff. And,
oh, wow. The place is about to fall down.
It was real weird.
It's about to fall in.
It's got to fall in now. Yeah. I delivered sandwiches with Stewart Sandwich Company back in the 70s there, and they had a poker game going upstairs every time I went in.
Oh, really?
And a ton of money sitting on the table. That was when Punk Gammon ran it.
Little Steve bringing sandwiches.
Yep, I had from Charlotte to Rock Hill, York, Gaffney, all the way to Rutherford, North Carolina.
Man, I
was supposed to be a supervisor at 23 years old. Nobody else
wanted it. You probably had more jobs than the supervisor job. You had to.
Nobody else wanted it.
had to wear a lot of hats.
Well, all my guys under me were at least 10 years older than I was.
Oh, really?
One of them was 30 years older than I was. But they love me because I help them.
Well, yeah, you do about like what I do at work. You do about anything you need to do, get it done.
You do whatever you can't get somebody else to do. Okay, it's that time again, and I promise we'll come back and talk about some landscaping or grass or something.
Let's do it.
Your home is the best defense against dust and viruses. This is Benny Etter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
You're constantly cleaning your home, right? Well, it also makes good sense to clean your heating and air systems at least twice a year. For only $99, our trained technicians will clean and service your unit and make sure it's running efficiently all year long.
No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
Call 327-7100.
Sod, sod, sod. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill and see all our selections of sod we carry. Zoysia, Bermuda, St. Augustine, Centipede, and Fescue. We also carry the fertilizer that you will need for each of these grasses. You can take home a pamphlet with you to remind you when it's time to apply these products. Come see us, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Did you know that contrary to popular belief, hummingbird nectar does not need to be red? Actually, the red dyes have been found to be harmful to hummingbirds. Although hummingbirds do have color vision, a brightly colored feeder will work perfectly in attracting your little feathered friends to your backyard this spring. Come see us to stock up on nectar and new feeders. Visit Wild Birds Unlimited today in Rock Hill and Indianland.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
And we're back to the gardener's bench. And that's a good song for summer there. It's almost out. The seniors are out anyway. But I think there's maybe one more week of school. I'm looking at Steve. So. Like, how is Steve? No, he ain't getting
any kids. No, Northwestern last day was Thursday.
That was seniors.
Yeah.
That was last Thursday. But they still got another week, I think.
They do. So. I don't know.
Where everybody screams out of here and heads down to Myrtle Beach.
First week.
The kids, first week.
My wife did that to me one time.
Mm.
Several years ago, probably 10, 12, maybe 15. Her cousin in Atlanta, they were going to Myrtle for family thing to the beach. So she told me to go in. She didn't tell me it was first week.
Oh, man.
We stayed at Breakers Hotel. Had to get a police escort to get across the street to the garage to get the car.
Yeah.
They were bumper to bumper all day.
Isn't that funny? I feel bad for Myrtle. It starts early and often for them. Well, you got all these bike weeks in a row, and you got the kids coming down there. It's just rolls in at July 4th, and then
that place makes a lot of money there.
You couldn't pay me enough to go down there on July 4th time.
But we used to go when I was in Western Carolina up in Cullowhee in 75. We started going to Myrtle Beach. Well, I say Myrtle Beach. It was one of them, the Grand Strand.
Yeah.
Every year, Labor Day weekend. And that was because chairman of the board played North Myrtle. And my buddy from Chattanooga, who was a 400-pound black man, and he was huge.
Yeah.
We could play golf at Gator Hole.
Uh-huh.
And it was a glorified cow pasture, but back then it was a pretty nice little course, and it was $25 a round. It was cheap. And finally we were there. We got back, and we decided to stay an extra day. The girl said, yeah, you can do that. It was $165 a night for Labor Day, and the day after was $65. So we moved it to the following week.
That's funny.
And we did it all the way up to 3 years ago when he had a heart attack, but the week before we were supposed to go.
Man.
But he'd come and see me a couple of times every summer.
I like going down there in off season. It's fun. It's
cheaper. I started going. I met a guy down there from Delaware, and
I remember you telling me about this guy.
He had a timeshare, and drawing a blank right this second. I'll think of it. But he played golf with us, and we went for 15 years every October. Played golf for a week.
Yeah,
and he played once in a while. We get down there and play 36 holes a day for 4 days, and I couldn't hardly move.
Yeah, man, that's a lot of golf.
Had a good time. It was fun, but then I couldn't move.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
You use muscles you don't usually use.
Exactly. Yeah.
Anyway, what I need to do my side right now.
Side, well,
it's looking real good.
You have Zoysia. There's you've done your pre-emergence, and in June there's a. Hit it with some nitrogen. We have a product 20025. It has a lot of phosphorus in there. Potassium.
Potassium.
Which helps a lot with the color of it, so you can really get it looking good. So
I'm gonna say
that's what you're going to put on there now. Your fescue, if you haven't done your last pre-emergent, there's just enough time to hit it with a little nitrogen because we're going to be getting into hot weather, so... You won't be able to put that out anymore, so you kind of get into pray and hang on mode if you're in fescue. So I hope your fescue looks good right now. They should. But
I think Tommy's trying to kill you.
I've been having to water mine this week. I'm telling you, it's dry. But last Friday? We had a little bit of rain, or Thursday or whatever. Then got that rain. I forget what day that was.
We didn't get it.
Memorial Day?
Yeah.
It was one day it was coming.
We didn't get it.
Yeah, it was Memorial Day. The clouds were thick coming across Greenville.
Oh, they made all kinds of forecasts. 20 miles long,
and it comes over here and just cooling tower guy.
I don't even think it came here. I think it went north and south.
Cooling tower over here just sucked it up. So I was like. I was out there fertilizing some yards in my neighborhood. This older guy was walking down the street, but you getting it out just in time. And man, it got clouded up and the wind come up and then boom.
Nothing. Yeah.
And nothing all week. They're saying, I saw on the radar Tuesday, Wednesday, maybe rain, but I heard something this morning about maybe tomorrow afternoon, maybe.
Tomorrow, possibly Monday, but I don't think it's.
I'd like to have a nice little shower.
Yeah, we don't need a flood.
The grass has slowed way down, basically because of humidity. It's not in the air. It's just everything's dry and fescue. All the grasses have slowed down, and your Bermudas and Zoysias, they don't particularly care for a 50-degree morning like we do, but they're not going to go anywhere. They're just going to kind of. Hit a pause pattern, but when it gets 65 at night up, I really love that, man.
He mowed yesterday, and it looks real good this morning.
Yeah.
But I don't know how long that's going to last.
Yeah.
Great thing is
it'll be fine. Your joys will be fine.
I don't have any weeds at all.
Yeah.
That's not true. Right around the edge of the driveway and the sidewalk, there's a little bit of something is showing.
Yeah, I've
and not much.
That's where your pre-emergent kind of breaks down on the edges of asphalt, concrete. A couple reasons. Water comes down there, washes, coming through there, washes away. Also, the heat off of that helps the product break down a little bit. Yeah. So sometimes I'll put like a little bit more on the edge, on the edges, just to...
Whatever he got from Tony Wednesday is supposed to fix it.
So. Oh, good.
I don't worry.
Well, it will.
I don't worry about chemicals anymore. I still
you
got.
Never worried about grass much.
Yeah, I did.
Did you?
I sent a bunch of people to you because they were asking questions I couldn't ask.
Yeah, that's good. Well, I like to help people.
They asked about plants that you couldn't answer
to. Well, we're open 8 to 2 today right now, so come on out there. Stig and Hegwood are there now, and a couple other young guys waiting on me to get there to work. So
it could be in for a long wait.
I don't know. Not really. They'll be looking for me about 9:30 for sure.
Yep, and it looks like it's that time again.
Yeah.
And we'll be right back to the garden.
rocks, rocks. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come to our store and see our huge selection of Tennessee boulders, fieldstone, flagstone, river rock, and more. Also, have our staff deliver all kinds of mulches to your house. Cedar, brown, chocolate, black, or double hammered hardwood. Come to our store, 4372 Old York Road, Rock Hill, South Carolina, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Did you know that contrary to popular belief, hummingbird nectar does not need to be red? Actually, the red dyes have been found to be harmful to hummingbirds. Although hummingbirds do have color vision, a brightly colored feeder will work perfectly in attracting your little feathered friends to your backyard this spring. Come see us to stock up on nectar and new feeders. Visit Wild Birds Unlimited today in Rock Hill and Indian Land.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
Make sure the air system in your home or business is free of dust, pollen, mold, and bacteria. This is Benny Etter. There has never been a better time to schedule complete cleaning and checkup. And if your heating and air system is over 10 years old, we can save you up to 40% on your energy costs.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better. No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
Call 327-7100, making weather better for three decades.
Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
Okay, we're back to finish up this rendition of the Gardener's Bench.
Yeah, we are.
And it truly is a lovely day.
Yeah, it is. It's awesome outside. We were riding around the night before. We went to get something to eat, and I just couldn't believe the people with the windows up. I don't know. Is that a old school thing? Put your windows down when the temperature's like this? I love to feel the air and all, and seem like people don't have their windows down. I got my windows down, arm out the window.
Oh, see, I put my window down all the time.
Yeah.
Well, it can be snowing, I'll have a window.
But you're outdoor person, so I guess a lot of people aren't outdoor people. They just don't put their window down.
They aren't. They used to air conditioning.
Mm. But you don't need air conditioning. It's cool as it is.
I keep the window down all the time.
I tell you what, I used to love is those little triangle windows on the cars. Yeah, you turn that thing backwards and blew air in there, man.
I don't know what happened to them. They just disappeared.
I guarantee you they're going to be coming back. I mean, I put some air in there and it felt good.
I don't know there's any way to do it with power. Yeah. Everything's power now.
the Jeep I had, it used to, like in summer, the sun would be out getting hot, so you'd leave the top up, take the doors off. You'd be surprised how cool it was with the doors, the air coming through there. So
I still can't believe you sold the Jeep.
Yeah, well, I still got one. I got my wife's Jeep to play with.
She lets you drive it?
She does every now and then. It's kind of funny. She lets me put gas in it.
Well, Matthew's giving us the sign, so.
Yep. Well, I hope everybody has a good week. Come see me.
And we'll see you next week on the radio.
The Gardener's Bench has been brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, AirTech Heating and Air, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by Domer Dreamscapes. Be sure to join us again Saturday morning for The Gardener's Bench on WRHI. South Carolina's most honored radio station.